Okay, so the first episode of this season is going to be about the Big Bang Theory. This is one of my favorites, but it's not my favorite to the, you know, where I'm just going to sit here and fanboy. However, it is pretty good. Now, the Big Bang Theory, if you don't know, is about this smart physicist named Sheldon Cooper and his roommate, Leonard, who, you know, is also a physicist. But for some reason, Sheldon, you know, it's kind of like a love-hate kind of relationship between these two. One moment, they're really good friends, and then the next moment, they're not. Now, in the first episode, you know, Sheldon and Leonard, you know, they go back to their apartment and they meet Penny. And basically, that's just the first episode. We're getting introduced to all the characters, Raj, Howard, and not yet. Later, season four, we get introduced to Amy and Bernadette. And, you know, that's just the first, you know, episode, basically, in a synopsis. And one thing that we learn about Sheldon is that he's very, very kind of, I you know, I don't want to put any, like, diagnoses out there, like, oh, he has OCD, oh, he has Asperger's syndrome. No, I don't want to put anything out there. But, you know, he's very, you know, strict, let's just say that. He's very strict when it comes to certain things. You know, when he's sitting on his couch, he has a certain spot that is only his. You know, they have certain days where one day they eat Chinese food, the next day they eat Italian food, Thai food, but he doesn't want that to be switched around, and he's very traditional. He doesn't want anything to be messed with. He just wants things to stick with the way it is, and, you know, that's Sheldon for you. This is, you know, not action-packed, it's sitcom, but it is very good, because over the course of me watching all these 11 seasons, it was crazy, because, you know, from the season one, which is in 2007, filmed in 2006, to all the way to 2019, it's crazy. They go through all these different changes, and I recommend you guys, it's now, The Big Bang Theory is now on HBO Max. It wasn't on any other streaming service, although I didn't watch it on HBO Max. I watched it on Soap Today. but anyway, it is, you know, very, very, it's one of my favorites, but not up there with my other favorites. Now, let's get into basically the first season, kind of, and then we're going to get on to my opinions, because I don't want to spoil the whole show for someone who's never watched it. I feel like I'm comfortable with, you know, giving my opinion on the first season, because in the first season, we're just getting introduced to the characters. So throughout the whole season, there's no drama between Raj, Howard, and Sheldon and Leonard. It's all, the drama is focused on the main characters. We never get to see any drama between Raj, Howard, and XYZ, but all the drama is based between the character Sheldon, Leonard, and Penny. So there's no other drama than that. They were never really entailed. You got to see that later in the seasons. And, you know, also, in the first season, we get to see that Howard is an engineer at Caltech. They all work at Caltech. We also get to see that he's just weird a bit. You know, he collects belt buckles, just a bit weird. So not only that, we get to see more of Sheldon's different stigmas that he has, or, you know, and when they're eating at the table, he always has to bring out a fact or something, or the origin of something. And, you know, we get to learn more about Sheldon. What is Sheldon? Who is Sheldon? Now, this is, you know, really cool. I love the first season. Now, let's get into some background knowledge. You know, who was the original cast or whatever? So, a fun fact about Penny was not The actor who played Penny, Kaley Cuoco, was not supposed to be on the show. She came in for an audition. They said that she looked too young, so she was not going to be on the show. But another actress came in and, wasn't good. So they just brought her back in, and then she ended up landing the part. There's also, if you've ever watched the show, you know that there's kind of this weird electrical thing on the pole. That's actually just a fuse. Very, very cool. Now, let's get into some more fun facts. Did you know that Mayim Bialik, who plays Amy on the show, actually has a PhD in neuroscience? So she is her character, quite literally. They do the exact same thing, although Mayim Bialik in real life does not do what she got a degree in anymore. She is kind of moved on from that, but she does have a degree. She has a doctorate in neuroscience, so she on the show would sometimes correct things because when they were doing kind of when they were in the lab and things were wrong, she would actually fix it. So she does have a neuroscience doctorate. Let's get into Howard. And the actor who plays Howard is very talented. Howard can do, Howard's not the the actor's name. I'm actually going to pull up his name, guys. Hold on. I kind of forgot. Okay, so the actor who plays Howard is Simon Helberg. Now, very talented, and he is a pianist. He is a voice actor, and he's very, very cool. I recommend you guys go. He does a really, he's really good at voice impressions. Now, one of my favorite things about this show was that there were so many guest stars. Like, when I mean there were so many guest stars, we had people from Stephen Hawking to, we had, James Earl Jones was on there, the voice actor from Star Wars. And what else? Oh, we had George Lucas. George Lucas, you know, the founder of Star Wars. So, you know, there was lots of cool guest stars. And that's what I have to applaud the writers for. Okay, so the writers of this show are Chuck Lorre. And fun fact, if you didn't know, at the end of every single episode of The Big Bang Theory, there's always a poem. You just have to pause, and there's always a poem that you can read. Although I didn't read any of them because I'm just too lazy. There is, you know, poems at the end. I've read none of them. And also, if you read every title, they're based off of a hypothesis. There's one called the Big Brain something, but everyone is based off of, every title name for the episodes are based off of science. They're not named like classic TV shows. They are always science related, the titles. But, you know, not only that, but it always has something to do with the episode, which is like every TV show, but they entail it into science, which is what I really, really love. Okay, so recently the show just had ended, and season 12, 2019, ended. As the writers for CBS decided to do, and it was very, very sad. I think a lot of people have watch the show for a while. I've watched the show over the years, like episodes and episode, but not until last year did I decide to like watch it completely. Now, here's another fun fact. A lot of people think the sitcoms, the laugh tracks that you hear are actually real. A lot of people think they're not real, but which you guys don't know, with shows like Friends and Seinfeld and The Big Bang Theory, they are all filmed in front of a live audience. So all those laugh tracks that you think are fake are very, very real. They have tickets to actually go to the show. So none of those laughs that you're hearing are fake. They're all real. And sometimes during when they're filming these, they actually have to retake it in front of the audience. And, you know, yeah. Did you guys also know? I keep just throwing these facts at you. Did you guys also know that the set for The Big Bang Theory is at the Warner Bros. Lot? It's actually filmed right next to Ellen. And not only that, you can actually go to Los Angeles to the Warner Bros. Studio set, and it's literally it's a big little city like that they actually built for a lot of popular TV shows, Pretty Little Liars, I think Shameless, but you know, that's where it's filmed. I think a lot of people don't know that. So, you know, all the scenes that you see inside of, you know, the apartments, that's all, it's an actual fake apartment that they made in a city. Very cool. So it not only was that used for The Big Bang Theory, but it was used for many other shows, which I just can't even name. But yeah, most of the sets for The Big Bang Theory are used in other shows, but a lot of people don't know that. So I thought I would just mention that. It's literally kind of like a fake city. If you go to the Warner Brothers lot, you will actually see that there are like a lot of different little cities that TV shows were filmed in, and it's but they're like fake. They're made out of plexiglass. I don't know why I'm so amazed by this, but you know, really, really cool. And you know, I don't know, but anyway, did you know that Sheldon's t-shirts, yes, Sheldon's signature, you know, t-shirts, the either green, did you know that these actually signal what his personality is? You know, it was very cool because I would Google what the colors were for the personality, you know, what shirt he was wearing, you know, what is the personality that matches with that? And it would be accurate all the time. So just to let you know that if you were ever wondering what Sheldon's mood was, you can go on Google, search up what color of shirts is Sheldon's personality. And it will blow you away because it's very accurate. Okay, so let's just get into, you know, I don't know, my opinion on the show. Now, these podcasts are not going to be like an hour long. I don't want to make them too long because I feel like a lot of people don't want to sit here and hear me ramble. So these podcasts are not going to be hugely long. At the most, maybe 25 minutes. Yeah, my opinion on this show is very, very, it's very good. Although I wish this show would have been made without a laugh track, kind of like a mockumentary, but I don't know. I feel like the laugh track wasn't needed for this show because it was almost kind of that funny. But yeah, sadly the show ended in 2019, May 2019. Very good. Actors Jim Parsons, Kaley Cuoco have went on to do things with Netflix, DC Comics for CW, and many other great things. Thank you guys. As always, if you know, want me to talk about a show that you love and you want to hear my opinion, or you want to, you know, I don't know, want me to talk about a future show, up and coming, you can definitely go on to either my Facebook, Streaming News with Christian Lowe, or my Instagram page, Streaming SN with CL. And you can always leave what you want me to talk about next. Thank you guys. Bye.